From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. Military members returning from deployment are at an increased risk of being in a traffic accident that's their fault, this according to a recent survey. Bobby O'Brien talks to the insurance company that did the study and is working to prevent post-deployment accidents.
Highway 1 in Afghanistan runs between Kabul and Kandahar. It's pockmarked by roadside bombs and littered with burned-out wreckage from Taliban attacks. Some have nicknamed it the Highway of Death. However, the same evasive driving maneuvers that can save a soldier's life on Highway 1 in Afghanistan can cause a traffic accident and even death at home. In fact, a study by the insurance company USAA revealed a 13% increase in at-fault accidents among troops within 6 months of returning from deployment.
Subsequent to that, we did this online assessment to see what service members were reporting and their spouses when they came back regarding their driving habits.
John Byrd is a retired Navy admiral and senior vice president for military affairs at USAA, a company that insures only military members and their families.
30 to 35% of the members that are participating reporting they are having difficulty controlling their speed. And 20% have been told, as they tell us, that they are driving dangerously.
The USAA data also showed that the risk of an at-fault accident increased with the number of deployments. It was as high as 36% for service members with three or more deployments. Also, Army veterans are more at risk with 23%, followed by Marines with 12.5%. Byrd says USAA created an online assessment for their members returning from deployment to help them check their driving habits.
What we've provided online is a couple of pages of things that we call tips for driving after deployment, not only for the service member, but potentially their spouse or partner, to offer them key things to think about when they return to driving domestically.
The online survey asks simple questions, such as, do you speed, or do you weave in and out of traffic, or straddle the lanes avoiding the road edge? In addition, Byrd says they provide tips on how to lessen the risk of an accident.
Planning out the route, avoiding certain things that might cause you concern. Maybe you don't start out driving at night in heavy traffic.
In addition, USAA also offers an incentive, $25 for their members to take the online assessment. Byrd says it's sort of a thank you for participating and helping them collect data. He also makes assurances that the data will not be used against the policyholders.
Our whole company business is built on trust. We absolutely are not using this data in a method to raise rates or to affect policies for those military members. In sharp contrast, we're using this data, as we do so much data across all insurance areas, to go toward prevention.
He says to date, no other insurance companies have asked USAA to share their data.
In the theme and flavor of helping as many service members as we can, we will provide this openly and to anybody that's interested, as well as what steps they might take to mitigate against it. So I'm not aware of any insurance company reaching out to us, but if they did, we would certainly share the information.
And while USAA did not collect data on the driving habits of military members prior to their deployment, the company hopes to find a way to lower the number of accidents among their 5,000 members who returned from deployment each month. I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.
Remember, you can now listen to WLRN on iTunes Radio. Search WLRN and add us to your iTunes station list. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.